Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. Welcome to CEO Show. I'm Robert Rees, and today we are here with Sharon Leidy. How are you, Sharon?
I'm great. How are you? Thank you for having me.
And thanks for being on the show again. And Sharon is the CEO of The Vitamin Shop. So just give us a snapshot of what The Vitamin Shop is.
Well, The Vitamin Shop is a specialty retailer, and our goal is to help our consumers become their best self, however they define it. We are entrenched in health and wellness and helping consumers live their best life. In fact, we say lifetime wellness starts at The Vitamin Shop.
And you have a deep focus on customers. Talk about what you are doing.
Well, we are customer obsessed with everything that we do. And we have a firm belief of being wherever the customer is. And that could be in how we engage with them in our stores, our digital channels, online, through social media. We want to know everything we can about the customer as well, so that we can ensure that we can provide the best experience possible. So, for example, one of the things we're really getting into now is personalization, because we know that at The Vitamin Shop, everyone is on their own personal journey of health and wellness, and we want to be able to help them on that journey.
When you talk about being customer obsessed, give an example of a practice that you have, because so many CEOs want to become customer obsessed.
One of the things we started when I joined the organization about 3 years ago was we started with a new loyalty program so that we could really get to know our customers in a much more meaningful way. So today, when you walk into a Vitamin Shop store specifically, the associate will greet the customer with an iPad in hand. And so many of our customers are already in our loyalty program. We're able to look through what they have previously purchased. We can gauge our conversation with how things are going and help them with maybe what they're looking for today, or just have the conversation about how we can continue to help them with their health and wellness goals.
So you have over 700 stores, 4,400 employees. How do you make that trickle down, this customer obsession, throughout the entire organization?
Well, it's everything that we talk about it. Every person in the organization talks about the importance of the consumers and the communities that we serve. It's a big part of our mission in our organization and how we spend our time, the way we talk to our teams. It's how we educate them. It's the technology that we put in place to help them with that process. So everything that we do is all about ensuring that we can provide the best customer experience we possibly can. We're also really passionate about hearing from our customers and learning from them and knowing how we can make our organization better through their input. And then the other thing that we do is we talk about customers very broadly. We talk about the external customer, which is the public that comes in and engages with our business. But we also talk about our internal customer, our health enthusiasts, because we know if our health enthusiasts are the best people and we take care of our internal customer, we know that that internal customer will take care of that external customer.
So I know you have a new initiative on sports nutrition. Talk about that.
Well, our sports nutrition business is seeing unparalleled growth. So as we've come out of the pandemic, the focus on the customer to kind of get back into their lifestyle of sports and getting outside and getting back to kind of normal practices, we've seen a huge uptick in the sports nutrition side of the business. But the interesting thing about the sports nutrition side of the business is it's become more about performance nutrition, because we're seeing a lot of women and older adults getting into the sports nutrition category today.
Well, congratulations on that. Let's go back into your whole, all of the people there. So are there any other unique practices that you have to align this whole culture? Because it's obvious that everyone becomes customer obsessed. It probably goes through in how you recruit people, how you train people. Anything you do as a CEO that helps build that culture?
Well, it starts with your vision and values. And we're very focused on the experience and engaging with people at a very personal level. And in everything we do, we always talk about our customers, the customers we serve, and the communities that we serve.
Let's move that word now to communities that you're mentioning. And I know that from, you know, speaking with you numerous times, everything is about authenticity. Describe what you're doing in communities and your whole philosophy and the actions.
Well, with our 700 stores, every single store is encouraged to get engaged and involved in the communities that we serve. But we also, as an organization, have a number of causes and organizations that we're very passionate about. One of them, of course, is an organization that we've been involved with for over 15 years called Vitamin Angels. And Vitamin Angels is all about giving back to moms and babies and kids and to provide them with the nutritional supplements that they need through those informative years through, you know, pregnancy and birth and then growth. So that's one organization. Another one is Team RWB, which stands for Red, White, and Blue. And that is our military community. We have a tremendous amount of military families, military personnel that we serve. Also, we have a number of associates that are ex-military or current military. And so we feel very passionate about giving back to our armed services. And then the last one, which is one of the ones we just started, is Kiva. And Kiva is a microloan program to fund entrepreneurs through a donation. And we just recently launched a new product category called True You. And through every purchase of True You, we give $25 that the customer can then go on the Kiva website and find a great entrepreneur that they're committed to or an idea or a business that they're passionate about and actually donate towards that particular entrepreneur. So those are three external programs that we're very committed to externally. And then recently we just started a foundation, our Vitamin Cares Foundation, where we actually give back to our internal community, our own associates.
Sharon, tell me about the Cares Foundation, what specifically you're doing with that.
Yeah, our Vitamin Shop Cares Foundation, we just launched this past year. And what's exciting about the foundation is it's an ability for us to give back to our own associates. And perhaps we've had an associate that they were involved in some type of natural disaster, hurricane relief or something like that, or maybe they've had some personal challenge. And so we really believe in also the importance of not only giving back to the communities that we serve, but our own internal community as well. And so we're doing that now with our Vitamin Shop Cares Foundation.
Sharon, you've had three major innovations very recently. Talk about those.
Well, the three that have been very different from anything that the organization has undergone before is our international expansion into Asia and Central America, as well as our new franchising program. We have a franchising program where we're able to have these incredible entrepreneurs run and own a vitamin shop with our first franchise store in Greensboro, North Carolina that we just opened and that just took place recently. And we're going to have over 50 stores in our pipeline by the end of this year. So we're exceptionally excited about that, being able to bring more Vitamin Shop locations across the United States. And the third thing is expanding our assortment through a dropship program. So we're able to expand our assortment and really start to build out a one-stop shop for health and wellness with the expansion of additional products that consumers might think of with health and wellness, yoga mats, weights, different types of health and wellness products outside of what has been the traditional products we've carried in the past. So all three of these are very exciting, and we look forward to what the future holds with them.
So, Sharon, you obviously have a venerable and beloved brand. What are you doing in social media?
Well, the latest trend is all about TikTok. Besides the fact that TikTok is just fun, it's been really good for business. For example, we launched a product called Prime Hydration, which is done by Logan Paul, and he put our stores with his product on TikTok. And we sold out 6 weeks of product in just 6 days. So we're finding incredible engagement with that particular medium. TikTok is just really a lot of fun.
What is the future of the Vitamin Shoppe?
The future of the Vitamin Shoppe is that we will be and intend to be the dominant international player in health and wellness, always with the customer at the core of everything that we do and being able to deliver an experience that's the best out there.
This is Robert Greece on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're speaking right now with Sharon Leidy, who is the CEO of the Vitamin Shoppe. And we've heard about this great culture, customer experience, reaching out to the communities, and deeply, deeply involved with philanthropy, really from a highly authentic manner. And now when we come back, we're going to talk about all the transitions that the Vitamin Shoppe has gone through in her under 4 years as CEO. Back in a few.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Robert Rizzo on the CEO Show, and we're here today back with Sharon Leidy from the Vitamin Shop. We've heard great things about the community, about philanthropy, about the culture, and the customer obsession. Let's now talk about leadership, really. So you joined under 4 years ago, but you've almost gone through, like, this is your third transition. It's like Vitamin Shop 3.0. Talk about what you've been through, what you've learned as a leader.
Well, when I joined the organization, we were a public company and going through and needing to go through a turnaround. And so I would say the first year I spent the majority of the time building our team, laying a digital first mindset across the organization, and really embedding this customer obsession across the organization to ensure that we were delivering what we needed to be successful for the future. That was kind of year one. In December of 2019, we were sold to one of our shareholders, and that was a new chapter for the Vitamin Shop. And then about 4 months later, the pandemic broke out. And we had to shift pretty dramatically in terms of our delivery systems and how we were able to meet the needs of the consumer. And during the pandemic, I had three very specific things in mind. One, I wanted to ensure we had business continuity so that we could continue to pay our people and keep our people employed. Most importantly, I was concerned about safety, making sure that our people were safe and that they had what they need and that we could be there as an organization as they were going through whatever they were dealing with as they were going through the pandemic. And third was being there for the communities that we served. We know that as part of the health and wellness community, that we actually provided a service for our consumers to help them with their questions about the pandemic and about helping them with their health and wellness needs. So ensuring that we were able to deliver that for our customers each and every day was just incredibly important. And so currently, as many people were all talking about what's happening in the economy and with inflation and what we've seen in terms of rising costs, now what we're doing is kind of looking at what does that mean as we now come out of the pandemic, and how do we now make sure that our business meets the consumer and is able to provide all of the things we worked so hard on through the pandemic as we look forward. And what's been interesting when I talk to my team about this all the time, when I think about the behaviors and the competencies that we demonstrated through the pandemic, agility, aligning the organization, working in new and different ways, I find that those same behaviors that we really exemplified throughout the pandemic couldn't be more important now, because what's happening across the landscape from a macroeconomic environment and what's happening in businesses, whether it's rising costs, rising wages, the fact that it's a hot job market, all of the things that businesses are dealing with today, those same competencies, the speed and the agility that we had to demonstrate through the pandemic couldn't be more important than they are today. And then as a leader, I think our ability to continue to communicate with our teams on a very regular level to make sure that they know what's going on, I think that's just as important today as it was as we were going through the pandemic.
In going through all those transitions, which I commend you for, are there any insights on financial management that you learned that helped you get through all of these significant changes?
Yeah, I think you really have to narrow down your priorities. You have to be really clear on what you're trying to deliver for your customer, whoever your customer is, and line up the organization around three big things, no more than three, to allow you to really push through that. Because what I find, and I think it's important as a leader, our ability to streamline and keep an organization focused is so incredibly important. And then ensure that your leaders across the organization are all on the same page so that you're able to kind of continue to reinforce a singular message, I find is really critical, especially when you're going through such incredible change.
And the one additional thing you did is innovation, significant innovation. Franchises, international. Talk about all the innovations that you've gone through to help grow the business.
Well, we talk a lot about quality, innovation, and expertise at the Vitamin Shoppe. And when we think about those three tenets of our business, innovation is the core and is the spirit of what, everything that we do. And it's really making sure that whether it's the product delivery systems, the product itself, how we deliver the experience for the customer, that we're on the forefront of all of these trends. So specifically to the product, we know that in the category that we are part of, that there's a lot of products that consumers can choose from. And we want to make sure that we have the best quality product backed by science, the best industry leaders, to ensure that we have the most current products, the most efficacious ingredients, so that consumers can really trust the products that they purchase at the Vitamin Shoppe. But consumers are changing the way they want those delivery systems and how they engage with brands and businesses. So we also want to make sure that the delivery mechanisms that we provide are innovative. So whether that is buy online, pick up in store, curbside pickup, being able to deliver products within 2 hours with our Instacart relationship, whether it's the different channels that we support, whether through social or marketplaces, again, making sure that we're where the consumer is in a very authentic and personalized way.
So, Sharon, January 2022, you were on Undercover Boss. Talk about that experience.
Yes, I played the role of Marie, and it was an incredible experience. And I got to meet our health enthusiasts, those are the associates in our stores, that's what we call them, our health enthusiasts, in a really, talk about authentic way, where I was brought into the store and got to experience what it was like to live in their shoes. And while the role of the show is for the boss to find out how they can make the show better, while the role of the show is about how to make the company better, what actually ended up happening was our health enthusiasts got to make me better. And what I mean by that is it helped me have a better and a deeper understanding of the importance of our health enthusiasts in our stores, how they engage with our consumers, and understanding in a very unique way and another layer of who they are as people. And how important, and it continued to solidify even more so, the importance of the people in our organization, the importance of our company culture, and how we could truly help others in the communities that we serve. It was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I'm so grateful for the people that I got to meet on the show and the impact that we've been able to make because of it.
And there you have it. A pleasure, Sharon, having you on the CEO show.
Well, thanks for having me, Robert. It's great to be here.
And everyone, think about this. If you really want to take your company through everything, be agile and be customer obsessed.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Dr. David Rock. How are you?
Doing great, Robert. Thanks for having me here.
And a real pleasure, and everyone will love this because David is the CEO of Neural Leadership Institute, but really, he is arguably the foremost thinker in the world at the intersection of the brain and work. So just start off, and you know, I know it's 1998 when you founded not just the company, but the entire industry. Talk about what you do.
I mean, it's been a 25-year overnight success, as they say. But I've always been passionate about how the brain works. And to me, it was kind of such a no-brainer, for want of a better word. It was such a no-brainer to apply neuroscience to the world of leadership and organizational change and just work. Because, you know, we're all thinking for a living, right? So why wouldn't we want to understand the thing that's doing the thinking? But it's, I was just blown away when I realized my sort of personal interest in the brain wasn't being applied in organizations. I was like, surely someone must have done this. And I just sort of started slowly introducing the concepts into all the consulting work I was doing, the leadership programs I was doing. And we just found there was tremendous value, intrinsic value in understanding the brain for leaders. And it went from, you know, a few minutes in a program to becoming the entire work we do over 25 years. And there's just so many helpful insights if you sort of begin with how the brain functions when you're trying to think about particularly the people side of organizations. So that's been the journey.
So, David, you founded the entire industry of neural leadership, which is the intersection of the brain and leadership and work. And you're actually working with 64% of the Fortune 100. Give an example of an organization you're working with and what happened.
I mean, one of the best partnerships we've had is with Microsoft. We started working with them shortly after Satya Nadella started, and he had a real passion for changing the culture. And we've been absolutely central in that change, designing how they think about leadership, how they develop leaders, you know, how people have conversations, give feedback. We've been really central to their whole culture change and continue to partner with them many, many years on. So that's been a huge success story, and we've seen how amazing their turnaround has been. And the other one is a little company we've probably all heard of called Boeing, not so small. They realized they really needed to do something about a culture of speaking up. It was a source of many issues. And they selected us from a really, you know, serious scientific assessment of all the providers and said, oh, you guys have the best work on changing culture. And we did an incredibly successful campaign there to build new habits. A year after executing that, the habits we built were even more embedded than when we assessed it a month later. So we're really able to show that when we build habits, they can not just stick, but actually get even deeper, which was very exciting.
So about 2 minutes before break, actually a minute and a half. So give us a sense. I know that your work, you accomplish in weeks what could happen in years, and you've worked with a lot of the top companies like Microsoft, Boeing. Just give a quick snapshot of an example of what you've done.
So our organization is 25 years old, the institute that I co-founded and I'm CEO of, and we've evolved a lot in that time. But for the last maybe 5 years or so, we've realized our strength is helping whole companies transform. And we're really the world leaders in science-based, data-driven behavior change at scale and doing that fast. And it turns out that you can really change an organization's culture for the better much faster than kind of conventional wisdom. You know, conventional wisdom is, it's like a, you know, 3 to 5 year thing. It's very hard. You know, you do it top down. We find we can meaningfully change an organization in a matter of like 2 to 4 weeks as we get going. So it might take a whole quarter to do something, but that's an organization of 100,000 people. We can do that more meaningfully than it might take years. And we can do that because we understand the mechanisms that create organizational change. And ultimately, it's making something a priority, building habits, and then having systems that support that. So priorities, habits, systems is our meta understanding of organizational change. And the real kind of insight we've had is identify a few key habits and focus on them and scale them. That's kind of what we do better than anyone else. What are the really key habits that create change? How do we focus everyone on them? How do we scale them? How do we do that quickly across everyone?
And you have a concept called prioritizing.
So one of the things about this working memory capacity or the prefrontal cortex is it tires pretty easily. We tend to kind of start our day with relatively easy things of which there are many, which is like, you know, responding to emails, right? Or, you know, doing sort of the easy things. And by the time we've spent like half an hour on that, our brain's actually really, really noisy. And the most important thing we need to do actually is look through the noise and find the signal. Like, what do we really need to focus on today? Also known as, you know, prioritizing. Because, you know, for the CEO, if you just do what's in front of you, you'll just be dealing with, you know, not that important fires all the time. You'll never get to the really important stuff. So you have to prioritize, but the problem with prioritizing is it takes a lot of cognitive load. And as soon as you spend, you know, an hour or so just answering emails, you don't have the cognitive resources to prioritize anymore. So we actually have to kind of prioritize it. You know, do it before anything else, when your brain is fresh, maybe the night before, after dinner, or first thing in the morning. So yeah, prioritizing is one of the kind of techniques that really helps you get the most out of your brain.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Dr. David Rock, who is the CEO, founder of Neuro Leadership Institute, and really the founder of the entire industry. So just a question, what is the real difference between neuro leadership and leadership?
I mean, it's just adding a layer of understanding the brain to your leadership tasks. You know, if you are, you know, trying to build a strategy and you don't understand the brain, you're probably going to build a much more complex strategy. You're probably going to build a strategy that's less connected and integrated. But if you begin with how the brain works, you're going to prioritize things like simplicity, clarity, coherence. You know, you're going to think about the way people's brains process your strategy. And you're going to start with that lens. So it just makes you process everything kind of with the brain in mind, which makes you more, you know, everything you build and develop becomes more easy to digest.
It's almost like things become objective instead of subjective.
Yeah, you're putting things through a lens of you know, how will people receive this, right? Cognitively, but also emotionally, also socially. Like you're able to see, a bit like that, you know, Neo in the Matrix story, you're able to see how people will react to your strategy, your ideas, your message, your communication, whatever, and respond more adaptively because you know what their brain's going to do, you know, pretty likely.
If anyone wants to go to your website, what is it?
Very simple, neuroleadership.com, one word, N-E-U-R-O, leadership, neuroleadership.com. There's, you know, lots of great case studies, examples, and stories there, and lots of research to read as well.
So, David, there is a lot of uncertainty in today's world. Tell us your thoughts on that and what advice you have.
Look, the more uncertainty there is, the more people's threat response increases. In other words, the baseline of anxiety that they wake up with, right? The higher that threat response, actually, the fewer resources we have for working memory, right? There's a seesaw here. So, you know, one of the first things is for leaders to do things that turn down that threat response for employees any way possible. And we can't magically predict the future, but we can create clarity, right? We might not be able to create certainty, but we can increase people's sense of clarity, right? Taking things off the table. You know, we're never going to do this, right? Timelining things, bringing people into the conversation more. So we can't increase people's sense of certainty. The world's very uncertain. But we can increase their sense of clarity, and that turns out to be very, very helpful. The other thing is just to respect the limits of the brain and, you know, make messages clearer, simpler, and, you know, easier to digest. You know, the more overwhelmed people are, the more they need leaders to focus on what's essential rather than being exhaustive. And I think there's a tendency when things get tough to kind of, you know, try to tick every box and give people every bit of information, but honestly, when things are tough, go back to being essential, not exhaustive. That will, again, help people with their sense of clarity, which is, you know, which is a big thing we can all benefit from.
Great. We're about to take a commercial break. When we come back, we are going to talk about not the CEO, but the teams and the cultures and how they function best. Back in a few.
Have you ever wondered how confectionaries are made, how spirits are distilled, or how scallops are harvested? Well, I'm Karen Antonini, the host of the Cultivated by Karen show. Each week, we'll take you around the world from the shores of Nantucket to the hills of Donegal to the Douro Valley. Our guests share their inspiring journeys, recipes, tips, insights, and more. Find us on Apple Podcasts, iHeart, and Spotify. If you enjoy the show, please don't forget to subscribe and like. Follow us at Cultivated by Karen show on Instagram.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with David Rock, who is the CEO and founder of the Neuro Leadership Institute. This is an organization that has really founded the intersection of the brain and leadership, and they work with 64% of the Fortune 100. So now let's shift to the organization. We know there's a lot of stress. We know that there is depression throughout organization. Explain how the brain works and what CEOs could do. You talked about turning around a culture in a couple of weeks.
It's been definitely a challenging time for everyone, for individuals, for organizations, for CEOs. Probably one of the toughest times of many people's lives, or most people's lives. Although the introvert germaphobes had a field day for a few years, I think. But for most people, very, very, very difficult time, and huge amount of suffering out there, unimaginable suffering. So organizations have had to change their focus for some time, from we drive people, we've got this unending pool of talent, to we actually need to help people through this really difficult time, and we need to get radically more flexible to make that happen. And one of the insights from neuroscience that's really helpful is there is an outsized and non-obvious effect of giving people a sense of control or flexibility in a situation. And we've kind of seen this in companies that are trying to force people back to the office and just how much, reaction there is to that. But this is one of the things that particularly during the pandemic, really helped people be okay, was they suddenly could control their diet, their exercise, their sleep, all these other things. But We need to kind of maximize this perception of control that employees have. Of course, doing that in a way that can scale and in a way that is feasible, it doesn't mean control over everything. But the more of a sense of control people have, the more able they are to deal with really difficult stresses. And I'll give you an example, quick study, very quick one. Giving people just a choice over how they design their cubicle gave them about a day a week more productivity than people who couldn't design their cubicle in a controlled study. A day a week more. So very small amounts of control end up having a non-obvious and outsized effect. It's really remarkable how much people care about this.
So now let's go to another element, which is mental illness. And I understand that 1 out of 4 people have mental illness. So you have an organization of 100,000 people. You have 25,000 people with varying degrees of mental illness. Number one, this is something CEOs need to reconcile and figure out. Why does the brain have that mental illness, and how can that be solved?
That's a very long conversation, and if there was an easy answer to that, we would have solved that problem. I would just say that the brain works in a spiral. We're either spiraling upwards or spiraling downwards. If we're in a slightly upwards positive sense, then neutral things will seem positive, and someone's happy face will seem very happy. But if we're already in a downward spiral, then a neutral thing like someone saying hi can seem negative, and something that's challenging can seem very challenging. So we're in this upward or downward spiral, and we've had a lot of negativity in the outside world, incredible challenges, and in organizations. So we can't control for mental health in organizations. Of course, what we can do is do our best to create positive environments. And one of the most important things is people feeling heard, feeling like they can speak up, feeling like they have a voice, separate to feeling like they have choices. But it's a close second. And certainly a lot of organizations are working on this construct, on the construct of psychological safety or speaking up. And it turns out to be a very helpful thing for turning down the stress response that people have, and a big area of our research as well. So You certainly can't solve the problem, but you can do a lot to reduce it.
Okay, so let's go back to the CEOs. What is the one piece of advice that you give them? And you can't say, go read The Brain at Work. What is, if you could give CEOs one piece of advice in how they can function better, and then one piece of advice on how their teams can function better? Of course, you're talking about turning around the culture in weeks instead of 3 to 5 years. What is the first step that they should take?
If I had one sentence, I would say, pay attention to your attention. Right? Your attention itself, like your ability to focus, is your working memory. I was talking about before, but this ability to focus is your tool for understanding situations, solving problems, making decisions, responding adaptively. Like, your ability to focus well is everything. So pay attention to how it works well, when you need to switch it off and have breakthrough ideas come through. So pay attention to your attention, if I had one sentence, would be the answer.
And if you need to spur on creativity and you only have a half hour, what's the secret to that?
That's actually something we've known about for a long time. It turns out that this working memory we've been talking about, or your attention, is actually a really terrible tool for solving complex problems. For solving complex problems, which is where we need creativity, right? Solving complex problems, you need the deeper regions of your brain to actually answer things for you. And that actually happens when your brain is quiet and when you're internally focused and when you're not trying to solve the problem, but you're kind of taking a walk or having a shower or exercising, taking a nap. When you hit what's called an impasse and you're stuck on something, go and do something else is actually a great strategy. And you'll see this in your own attention if you watch it. When you get stopped, come back to things after a rest and you'll have much, much better ideas.
And there you have it. And I remember Dawn Zier was the CEO of Nutrisystems, MIT trained. And what she told me is she used to have her meetings walking with people, and it changed the whole outcome of it. So I want to thank you, David. What a spectacular and inspiring interview this has been.
Thanks very much. Appreciate the opportunity. And I'll leave you with two quick quotes. One from a colleague at NASA. We've done a lot of work there. She said, We can work out where a hunk of metal will be a million miles away in 10 years, but we can't work out what's going to happen in a meeting tomorrow. The more you understand about the brain, the better you can actually predict that. Not fully predict, but you can develop the probabilities. The second thing is from Theodore Zeldin, who's a philosopher at Oxford. He said, when will we make the same breakthroughs in the way we relate to each other as we've made in technology? And again, I think that the language of the brain gives you some tools to have that matrix moment of really seeing in real time what's actually happening and adapting, as a more effective leader.
And that's a wrap. So to everyone here, just think about this, CEOs. Number one, make people feel that they're being heard, but give them choices. And here is one simple thing you can do for every new employee. We heard it from Dr. David Rock. Let them design their cubicle. That will save enormous amounts of time and increase productivity dramatically. See you next week.
Thanks so much.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.